Okay, this is November 1996. I'm at the house of Lieutenant Colonel retired David O. Lamb in Jackson, Alabama, to conduct a oral interview with Mr. Lamb about his childhood experiences of the Great Depression, and for the purpose of a paper for Dr. Harvey Jackson of Jackson State University History Department, Alabama History 444. Mr. Lamb, first I'd like to start off with what your father did for a living.
My father was a businessman, a merchant in the in Birmingham. He was a merchant all his life. He owned four grocery stores at one time in Atlanta at the same time, and plus he also owned a furniture store. And was a fairly successful businessman until the depression of the 30s came along.
Okay, my next question is, do you remember when your family first felt the impact of the depression?
Well, I don't know when my family first felt it. I'm sure my dad felt it coming on for a long time before I was aware of it. Of course, I was fairly young, but I remember in, I think it's 1935, I was 5 or 6 years old anyway, that the stores that my pop owned were not doing well because no one could pay their bills. He charged the grocers out, and no one was working, and couldn't pay cash for the grocers, so he charged them out, and he had charged out to the limit, and the store started going under, and he couldn't afford to reorder, and so he had to consolidate the supplies, the grocers and things, from one store to the other stores. And I remember as a kid, when I was about five or six years old, going out in his Model T truck and hauling groceries from one store to the next to replenish the stocks, and so that he had one profitable store.
All right. What as a boy made you realize there is a depression in Alabama?
Well, it was easy to realize because when you'd see the men, none of them were working. They were all hanging around the dad's pop grocery stores, or they were sitting around talking. Nobody was. They were always home. Nobody was going to work. There was no work. Everything was shut down, and it was even obvious to me as a child that things weren't right, and people weren't doing what they were normally supposed to do, and that was to work and bring home a paycheck. And even to me, I could tell things weren't going right. No smoke were coming out of the steel mills, the smokestacks. They were shut down. The steel mills were shut down. The mines, which where my pop owned a store, you go up there and no one was around the mines. The mines were still. They had these huge wheels that brought the coal and the coal cars up out of the mines. They were some type of pulley arrangement. And the wheels always fascinated me as a kid because it was so big and it was always turning. Now the wheels stopped turning and everything was a standstill, and things just weren't like they should have been, even for a child.
Okay, kind of on a lighter side, do you remember when Joe Louis won the heavyweight championship of the world?
Yeah, I remember that. It was one thing we did was listen to the fights on the heavyweight fights on radio, and that's one of my earliest memories is remembering. I can remember when Max Smellen beat Joe Louis, and then him coming back to win the title from Max Smellen. I remember that. We had a radio at our house, but our radio wasn't working, so apparently it was broken or something. And when Joe Louis won the championship, I went to a friend of ours who was a black man, went to his home and listened to the ball game because his radio was working. I mean, listened to the fight because his radio was working. And I can still remember the excitement. It was a large number of people sitting around listening to it because not everybody had a radio back in those days. And there was a big crowd there, and they were all cheering and everything, and really got caught up in the excitement of boxing. And I've been a boxing fan ever since.
Okay, how did your friends and family react to a black man defeating a white champion?
Well, never even thought about that. It wasn't a never even thought about that issue. We were rooting all the way for Joe Louis because he was a big time hero to small kids, and we didn't think about the color of his skin or anything like that. We just thought that Joe Louis was a great fighter, and there was none better. And he was from Alabama, and he was a real champion. And certainly didn't cross my mind at that early age. Joe Louis was my hero.
Okay. Did you know any black? Well, of course, from your earlier statement, you knew some black families, but how were they treated? You know, Joe Louis, I know, was treated well being a heavyweight champion of the world, but how was the common black man treated in your area?
Well, I don't ever recall anyone mistreating any black families when I was growing up. We seemed to get along with them great. Many of them were my dad's customers, and my dad appreciated their business, and they were good customers, and he helped them as much as he could, as long as he could. My father died in 1936, but we didn't have any, I don't remember racial problems as such. At that time, nobody had anything in the 35 and 36. Nobody was working much at all, and everybody was in the same fix, and they were too busy struggling to make a living to worry about the color of a man's skin. I just don't recall, you know, any having any difficulties of a racial matter or being involved or seeing any of that sort of activity.
Okay. Some experts say that Birmingham, Alabama, was the hardest hit by the Depression. Do you agree with this?
Well, of course, I don't know how hard other areas are hit, but I'm certainly attest to the fact that Birmingham was hit hard because the steel mills were shut down, and that was the main employer there. All the coal mines and the ore mines were all shut down. There was nothing going on. It was an industrialized city, probably the most industrialized city in the South, and with nobody buying steel, and steel mills wasn't running, then there was no coal being used, and there was no ore being used, so everything was a complete standstill. The mines wasn't working, the steel mills wasn't working, coal mines wasn't working, and that was the source of Birmingham's prosperity in the 20s was this new industry that had sprang up in Birmingham, and it was just totally dead. It was natural. It follows that Birmingham was probably as hard a hit as any place in the country because of its industrialization.
Okay.